Welcome to the RepChat Inside Stories series, conversations with creative talent and creative entrepreneurial businesses. We discover the inside stories that inspire and motivate creative people to do what they do. I'm delighted to welcome Chiara Scarby in our virtual studio today in the RepChat. And Chiara is actually in Berlin at the moment as we're speaking. And I know she's originally from Modena. And Chiara has an activity all about book reviews. So I think she's got a great passion for books, generally all sorts of books. Chiara, how are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, marvelous to have you here. So we share something in common, which is a love of books. When did your love affair with books begin?
I think very, very early. And I have to say thanks to my mom first, because she was always buying me books or bringing me to the public library. And then I would say thanks to my dad, because I still remember seeing the light during the night coming from their bedroom, because my father was reading till late. And also when we were on holiday, he was always having a book or even two books with him. And so I would say my parents were somehow the people that really made me love books, because they covered me with books. So it was very much like part of my life from very, very early. And I always remember having books. So maybe my mom was coming home with a book, because maybe she stopped by at a bookshop and she was like, maybe this book can be nice for Chiara. And then I had a new book. So I think it was a passion that developed thanks to the fact that my parents were very open to let me discover books in a way. So I don't have a specific date, but once I went back to my little village, and back in the days, you had to write your name in the back of the book. There was a small kind of card to say when you had the book with you. And I still found my name. Now it's not the case anymore. It's all digitalized, but I still find my name and the days, the years are so far away. And I have this beautiful memory of me being in elementary school and going to the library, the public library. So I think just very, very early.
So you mentioned your parents, you mentioned going to the library and this enchantment. And I think, you know, till today, you're still very passionate about reading. So you have developed a very popular Instagram account. And I know that you're very busy. You have a podcast too on book reviews. So I'm interested to know, what kind of books do you review?
I would say mainly novels, but I also really love nonfiction. Of course, it really depends on the topic a bit more when it comes to nonfiction, because there is a variety of topics that can be tackled with nonfiction. And I'm more interested, let's say, in politics or sustainability, geopolitics, and these kind of topics when it comes to nonfiction. But yeah, mainly it's novels. And that's what I do mostly and mainly in my channels, let's say.
What was it that got you started to do this? Because I know that, you know, you've really grown a base here.
I think was when I moved to Berlin. Because before, I was always going to this public library I was mentioned before. And I had also a network of people that was very good to have around, because I can always talk about books. And I had this exchange. And when I moved here, I didn't find this network, or it was harder to find people that share the same passion that I had with books. Let's say my new colleagues were not so eager to read, or I still needed to make friends. You know, when you move to a new city, you need to build your friendships somehow again, or maybe, find new friends, let's say, and also find new people that love what you love. So I found out that Instagram was a very good place, because even if I was not physically somewhere, it was full of people happy to share their thoughts about books, and you could build relationships and nice conversations, even very, very deep conversation with someone that read the same book, or they share the same thought about a book, or maybe even a totally different opinion, which is also very interesting. And then you can start from there. So I have to say that everything really started when I moved to Berlin and I discovered Instagram as a place where I could really find interesting people that maybe I never met in person, but I can somehow call friends, or at least very close people to me, thanks to books. So then at the beginning, of course, I started as a follower in a way. I'm still a follower as well, but let's say I just started following other people and reading what they were talking about, their taste, their opinions, also discovering new books that I never heard about. And then from there, I also decided, well, why not? Maybe I can try myself having a profile about books. And then everything started from there.
I love that. The fact that you just were deeply interested and you reached out and said, let's just share what we feel about books. So moving on to the books that really inspire you, especially in the last maybe year, what are the books that you would highly recommend to people? And to me too, because I'd love to read a fantastic novel.
In general, I would say I always recommend books that somehow moved me, that had a deep connection with me. So to me, a good book is a book that gives you the chance to either discover something or really connect with the characters, for example. It doesn't mean that the book needs to stress who you already are. It's also good that a book is pushing you somewhere else. But in general, what makes a good book to me is in this direction. And a very good book that I would say is The Eighth Life by Nino Aratishvili. She's a Georgian writer, but she's living in Germany, actually in Berlin. And she wrote the book in German, which I think it's already wow, like incredible, because German is quite a tough language to learn and to speak and even write such a book, because it's a big book. And I love it because the characters are wide in a way that they are, let's say, bad and good at the same time, because this is how people are, right? It's not easy to say you're a good person and that's it. There is always something behind, or it depends on the situation where you are. It depends on the choices you have to do. And it's more complicated than just being a good character or the bad character. And this book, it's very complicated in terms of what happens to the life of these people and how they react to these events. Also in this book, there is a lot of history. And to me, it's always very, very amazing to read or reread history that I maybe learned at school through the lives of people, maybe novels, because maybe you know that something happened in history and maybe you know big names, but you don't know what happens to people in their normal life, which to me is very interesting and also very touching. So yeah, that makes a good book to me. And this is a really, really, really good book. I really and highly recommend it.
So when we capture, you know, the lives of people and the characters of people with the backdrop of history, and it really brings that to life. Amazing.
Yeah, right.
And books that you're not particularly attracted to, what kind of novels would you not read, Chiara? Not because it's just not your thing, really.
I have to say I'm not very attracted by books that are also, this is a, okay, let's say romantic stories, or where love it's maybe the most part of the plot. It's not what I am attracted by. Of course, if there is love in the story, I'm happy, but I need something more. So if it's only a love story, I tend to not be interested. So I don't read those books, or I'm not super interested. But of course, if someone tells me this is amazing, you should read it, of course, I'm going to read it. And also, what to me at the end doesn't make a very good book is when I can foresee, or I already kind of imagine what is going to happen, and there is no surprise, or it's somehow repeating the plot over and over, and there is no the author doesn't take the chance to play with the characters and maybe create something unexpected. It doesn't need to be amazing, new, or of course at the end stories are somehow played by the same rules in a way, but still, when there is a bit of surprise, I love it. When there is no surprise at all, a bit hard to really love the book, let's say.
So when there's a lot of predictability and there isn't a lot of movement, you know, it's not so interesting. So
yeah,
I totally agree with you. Then there's that element of surprise and fascination. And this is probably a bit of a difficult question. I think it would be a difficult question for me, but is there a favorite book that you have?
That's really, really hard, as you said. I would say if I only have to select one, I would say The Eighth Life, the one I was mentioning before, because this book really went so much deeply into me that I still remember the feelings I had while reading. So I would say this one, even if in my past there were books that also somehow shaped me, like Harry Potter, for example. But I wanted to give you an answer which is more updated. So I would say this book.
So there's something about a book that stays with you. It gets you thinking. It gets you growing and evolving in some way. Those are the kind of books. I knew it was a tough question, but I thought I would ask it anyway. So thank you for offering, because I know that it is a tough question. I also know that you have a book club. Can you tell us a bit about your book club, Chiara?
Yeah, I started this book club because I thought that books can be helpful also to be more aware of some topics that are very important for our lives and the life of our planet. So I started this book club, which is digital. And so we don't meet in person. And it's about sustainability and climate change. So we read books that are about these topics. And I think it's very, very interesting, because then in the book club, we also talk about for example, some maybe information that we found about sustainability or climate change. We also share some articles, maybe a movie or a documentary, or even some new products we found that are more sustainable than others. So it's a very nice digital place where people are helping each other to maybe change a bit of their life, going more in a sustainable direction. And I really think that books can do a lot about it, because they are a perfect instrument to be more educated about what's happening, but also sometimes offering stories, right? So it's not just an information in your face, but there is a whole reality around it that makes it, to me, stronger and then more effective.
In the current world we live in, there's so many ways that people can consume information. Like, there's online, there's video, there's YouTube, there's so many ways. And then there's this novel. The role of the novel now in people's lives, what do you think it is? Because before, you know, you mentioned going to the library, and that was about it, really, a newspaper and the library and maybe the TV. Now there's so much more. And I wonder what the role of the novel has for us in the current times.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's hard sometimes to decide where to get the information and how. And to me, the importance of books, it's about time. Because when you're reading a book, you need time. You can't just scroll. And I'm not saying that scrolling is bad. I'm just saying that it's a different way. And books are important because you take the time to concentrate and take your attention to something which is not changing every second, maybe, but you really trick yourself with an experience that takes time. And I think that's one of the value of books today. And they can also be ebooks, or it can also be an audiobook. It doesn't need to be like a physical book, but still, even if chapters maybe are not so long, you still need more time than reading a caption under an Instagram post. And again, I'm not saying that that's bad. That's also what I do. So I'm not saying Instagram is bad. I'm just saying that it's important to match different ways of getting informations. And also, usually you can trust books. And I mean, then at the end, you can read the sources of the book, and there is a year of publication. So there are information that are, to me, important to say, okay, I'm reading something that is based on something, or I can check if it's actually based on something, where maybe some other information might not always be, or it's harder to find the sources in a way. So yeah, that's what I think books are also helping us with.
So in a way, books are also about our own well-being. So, you know, the time it takes, as you say, to step out of the virtual reality and the noise of our digital world. When you immerse yourself in a book, you're just with the book. You're with one thing and you're following the story.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's something very precious that maybe people should start trying it, because I understand sometimes people are telling me, maybe they write me on Instagram and they tell me, thanks to you, I started read it again. Before I thought I had no time. And I really understand that, because when you are in your routine, it's very hard to find the time, because you think, I need to concentrate, maybe I'm tired, I just prefer to watch TV. And that's totally understandable. It just takes the first effort to try it. And when you start, then you really see that it pays off, or it pays back. I don't know if I got the English.
Both are fine. Right.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, then maybe, for example, people sleep better if they read before going to bed instead of scrolling the phone, for example. Or as you said, it's really rewarding. And it can even be listening to audiobook while going to work, maybe, just an example. It's nice that today there are different options, so people can be more flexible. But yeah, taking the time to read, I think it's really healthy. And as maybe having a balanced diet, it's good for your health. I also think that reading books helps your health in terms of really giving you the space and the time for yourself. And it's hard, I know. It's not easy to find the time in our society. But once people start, I think they will see how good it is, and maybe then they don't go back to not reading.
And I think it's also, and I agree with everything you say, I think it's also sometimes the routine of our lives has changed. So people, their reading time was on the train, on their commute, on the plane. And given that over the last 2 years, routine has changed. But when we discover, you say, the joy of reading and all the benefits it gives us, it is worth, you know, getting back into it. So I know you've got the book club. Is there anything else that you're working on at the moment in your account that you would like us to know about?
I'm still very much into sustainability, and that's what I do across my all accounts. So I'm creating sometimes lists of books that have to do with sustainability, but also like novels. So yeah, that's mainly it. I do it on Instagram and YouTube mainly. And yeah, so nothing more than that at the moment.
And Chiara, for our listeners, could you just say what your Instagram and your details are so they can follow you?
Chiara Sui Libri. It's Chiara _ Sui _ Libri. I don't know for the non-Italian speakers how hard it is to get it. But anyway, you can find me there. It's mainly in Italian, but I speak English as well. So I'm happy to chat about books in English and Italian. as well.
We will put all of that in the show notes. So I'd like to thank you very much. I've loved our conversation, and long live books, long live readers.
Yeah, I think really it's super good what you're doing, because the more we talk about books, the more people might really consider reading. And I really truly believe that if even one person is reading one book more, the world can be better and the society can be better. I really think that books have a big, big power, a positive power. So
I agree with it. And we know in history that every time there is book burning, it's a bad time in our culture, isn't it? Every time there is this stopping people actually getting accessing information, it's usually not a good thing for us. So I think it's timely that we talk about this. Thank you so much, Chiara.
Thank you for reaching out. It was super nice.
Thanks for listening to the RebChat Inside Stories series. We hope you enjoyed it. To feature your inside story, contact us at www.rebcatcreations.com or follow us on Instagram at RebCatCreations.